This is Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM, NHL Network Radio, and the TSN Radio Network. Here are Shane Malloy and Russ Cohen.
We are back and powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards. Find it at upperdeckepack.com, reviewing the 2017 NHL Entry Draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, reviewing their top 31 overall list. And as we continue to move along, Mark, who do you have at number 18 and number 17?
18, Nick Suzuki from Owen Sound. Had a fantastic year. His younger brother just went first overall in the OHL draft. But Nick is one of the smartest players, in my opinion, in this draft. Size is probably an issue. As I mentioned, great year on the scoreboard. For us, I guess if we're going to look for the drawback for Nick, just saw the odd game where we had to look for him too much. But in general, those were few and far in between. I think in the offensive zone, he thinks the game incredibly well. I think he's got fantastic vision. I've seen him have some kind of highlight rushes and make some moves, but I think he's more just really cerebral in the offensive zone and knowing where people are going to be, finding people, making players around him better, and then he can finish as well. So I'll be intrigued to see where he goes. You know, we might have him a little bit late here, but who knows how high he might end up going. Number 17, Juuso Välimäki, defenseman. This is an interesting one just because we're kind of a little all over the map as far as our whole staff. In World Junior, Jerome and I watched him in Montreal. We didn't think he had a fantastic tournament defensively, but I think we beat him up a little too much. But, you know, we just saw him have some trouble with footwork and getting beat wide here and there. And then back in his own league, we've got one West scout who absolutely loves him and one who, I'll just say, doesn't. So there was good debate in our meetings for him. Came really tight with the player we'll talk about next on our list at 16. But at the end of the day, Välimäki is a very offensively talented player. I guess the biggest debate was, you know, kind of some blunders and decision-making in his own zone. But I don't want to sound like we're beating him up too much. And again, you know, we've got him at 17th on our list. So it's not exactly like we're talking about a third rounder here.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and it's every player is going to have some warts on him, even in the first round. There's sometimes we forget that he's 17, 18-year-old kids. So at number 18, it's Nick Suzuki from Owen Sound, and at number 17, it's Juuso Välimäki from the Tri-City Americans, and you're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM, NHL Network Radio, and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy with Russ Cohen. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards. Found at upperdeckepack.com. We're discussing the 2017 NHL Entry Draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. The Black Book is out, and if you love the NHL Draft or you're interested on who's going to go and you're a big NHL fan, I tell you to go online, go to HockeyProspect.com, and get that book because you will not be disappointed.
With notes for the draft.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. All right, Mark, who do you have at 16 and 15?
Erik Brännström at number 16, a little offensive dynamo from Sweden. I was looking forward to seeing him at the NHL Combine, which I did and spoke to him. Really liked the kid. He's not tall, 5'9". He's about 179 pounds, I think they listed him at the Combine that day. But I was impressed with his, you know, within his 5-foot frame. I thought he had a little bit of size to him. He wasn't a scrawny little guy, that's for sure. He'd be closer to a Ryan Ellis body than a Ryan Murphy body. It was kind of the first thing that I thought of. Anyway, his game, fantastic feet, incredible offensive ability, right from rushing the puck end-to-end to his ability while he's in zone. Whether it be shooting, he's got a cannon of a shot for an undersized guy, but he also has amazing vision and just an incredibly smart player offensively. So the drawback would be defending, and I don't want to make it sound too negative defending because he tracks very well. Actually reminded me of Victor Mete with London Knights, the way he just tracked players in the offensive zone. He used his feet to his advantage and tracked players all over, but he has trouble separating them from the puck. And then in some league play viewings, saw him get pushed around a little bit and end up on his ass a little bit. But real fantastic offensive player and comes in 16th. At 15th, we go from a 5'9" kid to an absolute giant, Michael Rasmussen, in the WHL. This was another one where had some troubles out west. Not a real favorite as far as ranking him too high from our WHL guys. But this is a very large centerman who can score, and he proved it this year. He can really skate. Really terrific, you know, physical tools for that matter. The guys out west, you know, they kind of just questioned him going and winning pucks and driving to the dirty areas consistently enough, and didn't like that he didn't use his large physical stature to his advantage.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the other things I'm sure they were concerned about, and we talked about it, was that, you know, his 5-on-5 play and his production in that area, that was a concern of mine as well. And I'm curious to see, you know, how that projects moving forward. I mean, you can't dispute the tools. I mean, when you're 6'6", or pretty much 6'6", and you're that size, and you're like, he's a big kid, and then they can skate. And he can shoot the puck, like he can shoot. And he got like 15 goals out of his 32 on the power play. So, you know, he's a weapon on the power play. But it's always a concern from that standpoint. So I'm really, that guy is another guy I'm just absolutely so interested to see where he goes on the draft, because he's a guy who could go in a lot of different places depending if somebody falls in love with him and takes him high. So we'll see what happens. I'm really, really curious. But you're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy, Russ Cohen. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards on upperdeckepag.com. We're discussing the 2017 NHL Entry Draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, reviewing the top 31 overall list heading into the draft. So, Mark, let's go 14-13. Who do you have there?
Number 14 is Cal Foot, which I think this kid comes in and the guys are being too hard on him, department. You know, I guess on most lists he started up higher, much higher on some. And, you know, depending on who I talk to this year, people just have him not even ranked as a first rounder to, you know, liking him. So it's kind of all over the map as far as when I talk to other people about him. But for me, I think that he's very solid, smart hockey player, actually a really smart hockey player. I think he moves pucks really well. He thinks the game really well. A huge kid. Skating would be a weakness, but I don't think it's awful. In the offensive zone, I think where he really shows off his smarts, just along the line, just the way he'll move laterally, he'll find ways to get pucks through, he'll find those backdoor plays, and really shows good vision in the offensive zone, and kind of underrated there. I don't see him as a future number one power play quarterback by any means, but I think he's underrated in that area. And I had one scout at the combine say he's this year's chicken for the faller, and I'll leave it at that. Just ahead of him is Isaac Radcliffe, player that I have absolutely loved going back to his OHL draft year. I think we had him in the top 5 or 6. Can't recall off the top of my head. Kind of a slow start to his OHL career, but he's really progressed since that time. He's been on a really, really bad Guelph Storm team, not surrounded by a whole lot of help for him, and stuck in his defensive zone a lot because they're just dominated at times. But great skater. He's a 6'6" forward who can really skate, really shoot the puck. I think he's a smart player. And for us, it's all about the ceiling with this kid. And every time I thought about dropping him, I just kind of looked behind and just felt like just that ceiling was too high to drop him further. Not sure where he'll go. It might be we might have him a little ranked a little higher than where he ends up coming off the board, but feel good about his projection.
Well, yeah, when you have that size and you're going to end up gaining probably 20 pounds or maybe more, he's going to be in 6'5", 6'6", 230 pounds. And if you can, if you can lug that body around at a pretty good velocity and then have the ability to score some goals, you know, that's an intriguing package. And that's a situation we've all like looked at when we're watching players who are on a bad team. And you know, you have to be able to control your bias and not blame him for being on a bad team. It's not his fault. And, you know, you try to look at his game, and like you had mentioned, Mark, he gets hemmed into his defensive zone a lot, so you're not getting as many offensive zone starts. You're not in the, you know, getting out of the, you know, the defensive zone with a lot of speed, you know, and you have limited time, unfortunately, in the offensive zone. So you got to give him credit for the production he did based on that team. And it's just sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles for some of these players. So, yeah, I'm really intrigued. So we had Callan Foote at 14 and Isaac Radcliffe at 13. But we're going to take a quick break on Hockey Prospect Radio. We're going to continue to count down the top 31 overall list at hockeyprospect.com with their director of scouting, Mark Edwards, right after these important messages.
This is Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM, NHL Network Radio, and the TSN Radio Network. Here's Shane Malloy and Russ Cohen.
We're back and powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards, found at upperdeckepac.com. We're reviewing the 2017 NHL Entry Draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, as we review their top 31 overall list. And as we count it down, Mark, tell me who you guys have at the number 12 and number 11 slots.
Number 12 is Elias Andersson, a Swedish forward. I really like this kid. Met him at the Combine. Actually, he was one of my favorite players that I spoke to at the Combine. Thought he was very mature, kind of went into his plan for the next season and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought he was really well-spoken. Anyway, this kid's shown the ability to dominate at times. I think he plays a power game. He's not a huge kid. He comes in about 5'11", but he plays a lot bigger than that. Protects the puck really well. I think he uses really good body positioning. He's an aggressive player. He wins all kinds of races and wins all kinds of pucks. He's proved he can post some points. He played in the SHL in Sweden. I like his shot and release. I think they're excellent. Saw him score an absolute beauty in World Junior, which I'm sure a lot of other people did as well. And just overall, like his work ethic. And it's all around guy who at this point is, I think, a very safe pick. And we've got him pretty high at number 12. At number 11, we've got Earl Vakanainen, and this is probably the guy when they look at our list, they go, whoa, haven't seen him this high on another list. And we had him, I think, as low as 21 at some points this year, but he jumps all the way up to number 11 on the final list. This was a really easy player to talk about in the meeting. There was a lot of guys who wanted to push him way up, so we didn't debate on him very long, and trust me, we debated on others for a long time. But he played a lot of international hockey this year, opened up at the Linka, World Junior, and then obviously he was at the World Under 18 as well, where I thought he was outstanding over there. Smart, he's all around. Where I think he really shines his hockey sense, and I just think he's kind of untapped. I don't think he gets enough credit for what I think he's going to be able to do offensively. He's a good puck mover. And really doesn't have a whole ton of weaknesses. There's much like a player we're going to talk about soon, his countryman, Heiskanen. It's there's not a whole lot of holes in this kid's game.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part about both these players. And you know, that's the interesting thing. What I'm glad you were talking about Vakanainen is like I was unsure when I was watching him what that offensive upside was going to be. Loved that first pass out of his zone and be able to hit forwards that at speed. I mean, that's critical as you're going to project that a player like that into the NHL. So I'm intrigued to see where he goes and what his upside is. And I could be, I have been in the first round, but I might be eating crow if I, cause I might have him too low. Yeah, we're going to see. So it won't be the first time, but at number 12, you had Elias Andersson, and at number 11, it's Euro Vakanainen. And you're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM, NHL Network Radio, and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy with Russ Cohn. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards on upperdeckepac.com. We're discussing the 2017 NHL Entry Draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, reviewing their top 31 overall list.
All right, Mark, now it's getting really exciting. Tell us who you have at 10 and 9.
we're going to come in at the first player in our top 10, and it's a much-talked-about defenseman from Sweden, and Timothy Liljegren. He was coming into the season probably ranked a lot higher on most lists. And just kind of everything could go wrong went wrong for him this year. A little slow start in the Hlinka, which I don't put a ton of value into that summer tournament, but nevertheless, thought he had a bit of a slower start than in previous showings. And then he got mono and he was out for quite a while, but he came back. And this kid's got incredible skating talent, great hands, much like Branston we talked about earlier. He's an offensive-minded defenseman. He struggles a little bit in some decision-making at times. In the defensive zone, he can make some high-risk plays. But from a physical tool, skating, the shot, the offensive abilities, really high-end ceiling there. And then he finished strong. He had a best hockey was at the end of the year at the U18. And you don't try and judge a player on one tournament, but at least it was a good showing for him, and finished strong has got to be better than finishing poorly. At number 9, a Czech player, a forward, Martin Necas, another guy I really like, and similar to Elias Pettersson, who we'll talk about here, a Swede, in my opinion. They kind of remind me of each other. Played pro in Brno in the Czech Republic. Really good work ethic. I think I talked about him with you guys early this year, and I know I talked to him with some earlier this year, and just, you know, I kind of use Marner as a comparable, and not to the whole player, so please, not for the whole player, but just in his relentlessness and work ethic going after pucks, and I think it's something that he showed really well in the World Junior in Montreal. I think he's quick to retrieve loose pucks, good anticipation on the ice. He lost some battles on the wall this year, but it's just his lack of strength. That will undoubtedly get better. He just doesn't quit on plays. And then he's got skill. Most importantly, he's got skill, and he's smart. And I think there's big high ceiling here if you're just not trying to get someone to make your lineup next year.
Well, at number 10, you guys had Timothy Liljegren. Poor kid, man, getting mono. Everybody was dumping on him. And Martin Nekas at number 9, both intriguing, high-level, intelligent players. And looking forward to seeing what's coming up next. But you're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM, NHL Network Radio, and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy with Russ Cohn. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards on upperdeckepac.com. We're discussing the 2017 NHL Entry Draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, reviewing their overall 31 list. And if you haven't got your black book yet, go on to HockeyProspect.com. You got to get it. Absolutely, it's a must-have for the draft. So, Mark, at number 8 and number 7, who do you guys have?
Number 8 is Casey Mittelstadt, high school player out of Minnesota, who started the year in USHL, really wanted to go back, and compete with his high school team. And so he was there for several months before returning in March to the USHL, where he performed great prior to leaving, and he performed great and almost got his Green Bay team into the playoffs with a big, strong finish. Mittelstadt, you know, I just mentioned the name Marner, and again, I don't make comparisons, but he did remind me of Marner just in some real quickness and little burst and with some playmaking ability. But he's a 6-foot kid who can, not the prettiest of skater, but he can skate. I think he gets harped on a little too much for that. It's kind of uglier, but he gets there. He can score. I think he's smart, and he makes players around him a lot better. Gabe Vilardi, next on our list. Windsor Spitfire just showed his talents well in the Memorial Cup. This is the player we had slightly higher. didn't really fall for anything he did, as other guys just kind of passing him and moving up our list. I really like him. I think he's a very smart player. Incredibly solid down low. People harp on his skating. It would definitely be his weakness. But for a guy who's not the most elite skater, really surprised me with how good his feet were down low and shaking defensemen and winning pucks and keeping pucks and protecting pucks down low. And then he's a really smart player and shows incredible vision, moving pucks, picking up points with assists. But also this kid has a fantastic, hard, accurate shot. So I'll be interested to see where he goes. I think part of it would be whether you project him as a center or a left winger. And depending on the team, what their answer to that question is could be have a lot to do with whether they're willing to pull the trigger on him.
You know, it's interesting you mention his skating, because I think sometimes people get confused with foot speed and 2-3-step quickness and agility. And you, like, hit it out of the park about his agility down low and be able to pivot and be able to make plays out of the cycle. And he did that really great play and rolled off the defender, pulled the puck away and made that really sweet pass out to front of the net, and they scored the goal. And it's a perfect example of his ability to be able to make plays down low. And I think that for him is NHL transferable play. And that's what I'm interested about. Like, you know, and Mark, remember, you know, when we were talking about Bo Horvat in his draft year, and he's like, his skating had to get better. And if it did, he had all the other tools to be that really high end player. And then from Gabe Vilardi, he needs the same thing. I don't know, like, I'm not comparing the two players, but you know, when you're watching guys that need that extra step and that extra burst from Vilardi's standpoint, Mark, how much better do you think Vilardi's skating could be?
Well, I think you know, you just mentioned Bo, and I think, you know, Bo was far from an elite skater. I would have rated him better than Vilardi's. But at the same time, it's a lot ugly, too, is part of the problem. It's not real pretty when you watch it, so it just kind of has more of a negative impact, I think, in general. But like I said, when it's just through the neutral zone. I mean, that's where it kind of stands out to you, as he's lugging the puck through the neutral zone. But he's so smart, and he's got such soft hands and playmaking ability. And as I mentioned, the shot. And then when he got down low, he was just a beast. I mean, he seldom lost battles down low. And when he had the puck down low, he's able to buy himself time with great puck protection and eventually just made a play. So player I really like. Much like this whole grouping as we go forward here. There's some really good players in this group.
So we're going to take a quick break on Hockey Prospect Radio. When we come back, we'll finish up the top 31 overall list from HockeyProspect.com right after these important messages.